I've been posting photos to Flickr.com since 2005. Virtually all the photos I post on my blog are linked to the original on Flickr. When my daughter developed the database for my website, she integrated it with Flickr, so when you go to any of my species pages, you'll see the most recent photos I've entered to Flickr, and if you click on See All, it'll bring you via Flickr to all the photos I've ever posted that refer to that species. So accuracy when I tag and title photos is very important. I must have been tired last spring when entering my Florida photos. I tagged my batch of photos of Bachman sparrows properly, but I typed the title of that batch as Bachman's warbler. An anonymous person quite snarkily wrote as a public comment, "This bird is reportedly extinct. Are you sure about the identity? If so, you may want to report the sighting on bird forums and to the Audubon Society." My mislabeling an obvious sparrow as a warbler was an egregious error on my part, but one of sloppiness and carelessness, not a misidentification. I immediately fixed the mistake, but my embarrassment was eclipsed by my irritation aroused by the critic's snark. Back on September 2nd, I got several fine photos of a bird at my bird bath. When I saw it with my eyes and binoculars, I immediately thought morning warbler. But a close look at my photos showed a solid gray hood with no white in the throat and complete white eye ring. A Connecticut warbler. I immediately posted the sighting documented with photos to eBird. I also wrote my September 4th Substack post and podcast about it. I was delighted. But several days later, I got a private back-channel message via Flickr mail, which I'm not good at checking, so didn't notice for several days more. It read, "Hi, Laura. I love all your photos, but I'm afraid I have to burst your bubble. Your Connecticut is an adult female morning warbler. The eye ring actually is broken, albeit slightly, and its throat is whitish. Also, its undertail coverts fall well short of the tip of the rectrices. We used to ban birds much like yours at Powder Mill, and we also got quite a few Connecticuts each fall. They have a different shape, and that's what first had me looking more closely at your bird. Sorry, but I thought you'd want to know. Best, Bob Mulvihill." The Powder Mill Avian Research Center Bob refers to is well-known and reputable, but several of my experienced birding friends had confirmed my Connecticut warbler ID. It passed the eBird review process without question, and some of the photos posted on eBird had been given 4 stars. It had to be a Connecticut warbler, right? But nope, I was flat out wrong. I've taken lots of photos of fall morning warblers at my bird bath over the years, and every one of them who had eye rings at all showed a more significant break in them than this bird. But yeah, there is a tiny part close to the bill that isn't quite so clearly white. Both species have long undertail coverts, but they're supposed to reach almost to the tail tip in Connecticut warbler, as Bob noted. My photos didn't show the undertail perfectly, but it was clear that the coverts ended noticeably before the tail tip. And there's a subtle but real difference in overall body shape that was consistent with my first impression until I got too bogged down with field marks. I'm, of course, embarrassed that I got it wrong, especially because I'd posted it publicly, not just on Flickr, but on eBird and my blog and podcast. But the one thing I hate even more than making a mistake is not fixing a mistake as quickly as possible. The moment I realized Bob was right, I edited my eBird checklist and added Bob's comments and then made the tag and title corrections on Flickr. When it comes to my work, correcting the record is extremely important to me, so I'm very grateful that people like Bob Mulvihill, when they notice an error, find a way to inform me in a straightforward way without a trace of snark, reminding me that we birders aren't supposed to be like barnyard chickens, ridiculing and attacking one another to establish some pecking order. birders, and really everyone else, are at our best when we act like chickadees, working together to keep our whole flock safe and successful. We're all in this together. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.